It is Monday, April 22nd. Today, your ad costs are going up. Is it all Temu's fault? TikTok influencers say their peers are going into brand deals a little too aggressively. And the hilarious glitch at Microsoft, which is sowing confusion among the mics. I'm Todd Maffin. That's all ahead today in a shorter than usual episode of Today in Digital Marketing. Been a lot of profanity out there lately in DTC social media. I mean, there often is. Between Meta's volatile performance and marketing tools like cookies being pulled, there's a lot to complain about. But I don't think I've seen as much anger as I've seen in the last week or two, and it's all because of Temu. Temu, the e-commerce giant that sells extremely discounted products, is chewing up a lot of ad inventory. And in an auction like the ad platforms are, increased competition means higher prices. For whatever reason, most of the complaining seems to be about Meta's prices, and people checking the ads library are finding Temu deploying thousands of campaigns each week. Adweek has a great piece about all this today, in case you too are seeing higher than usual CPAs. Quoting their piece, quote, Temu's strategic takeover of advertising space on Meta, Google, and other platforms is impossible to ignore. Reports and industry pros suggest an almost audacious investment from the Chinese e-commerce newcomer, with figures rumored around the $2 billion mark in 2023 alone. This colossal spend aims at carving a substantial footprint in the U.S. retail space, but the implications, challenges, and outcomes of such a move truly impact media buyers every day, unquote. Temu became one of Meta's top advertisers last year. The company is expected to reach more than $6 billion in revenue this year. The piece also quotes DTC marketer David Herman as saying, quote, for 2024, on top of Temu and Shein, we have a presidential election coming. If we think things are high now, it may even go higher. Platforms like Temu come along every so often. Wish was the first. Temu is the first company, to my knowledge, to be spending this aggressively. However, is Meta still able to work for the majority of advertisers as a profitable choice of traffic? I believe so, but it's not easy, and I feel for those in direct competition with a site like Temu. So that's why media buyers are struggling with the deluge of e-commerce ads. What about consumers? They too say they're feeling it, and one area they're most certainly not appreciative of it is TikTok. American TikTok users in particular have been flooded with ads for products in TikTok Shop, other countries too, and that's affecting the business of influencers on the app. Business Insider today published an interesting piece about creators' frustration with this trend and their fellow influencers who are all too happy to use their feed to sell products. Quoting from the piece, quote, Manrika Kaira said TikTok used to be a fun place to be, with trends, dynamic discussions with other creators, and hilarious jokes. But it's morphed into a pseudo-shopping channel, she said. Quote, I'm seeing some of my favorite creators promoting products that they don't know work or they know don't do what you are saying they do, she said. Kyra's criticism mirrors the feelings of many Gen Zers who are growing tired of seeing relentless ads on their social media feeds, unquote. The piece notes that while the cost of living has put financial pressure on people, still, retail sales went up last month. And that's despite prices going higher than the U.S.'s inflation target of 2%. The push to sell and sell has actually spawned a new kind of influencer, the de-influencer, a group of creators who tell their users to stop buying. Again, quoting from the Business Insider piece, quote, Samantha Zink, the founder and CEO of the talent management agency Zink Talent, told Business Influencer, the influencer industry has changed massively since it began in the early 2000s. Back then, it was more about passion than profit, she said, while now content creator is a fully fledged career with commissions and subscriptions. Quote, this shift has made influencer engagements seem less special because what was once a hobby or passion project is now a necessity to earn a living. Influencers, some of whom are supporting families, must engage in brand collaborations to sustain themselves, unquote. And finally, see, I told you it was a short episode today. A strange bug, or hack or sabotage or something affected Microsoft's corporate email servers last week in the funniest way possible. Microsoft's VP for Bing, Michael Schechter, said he checked his email one morning last week and found a huge number of them waiting for him. His first thought, oh God, something bad has happened. And who'd blame him for thinking that? Hundreds of people in the company were also copied on the email threads. Turns out, someone accidentally managed to add everyone named Mike or Michael across the entire company to a group email thread. So this being the world of AI, Michael Schechter ran all the threads in that group alias through Microsoft's Copilot AI, and it summarized it like this. Many Michaels and Mikes introduced themselves, made jokes, and expressed amusement at being part of the group. Some members suggested renaming it to Mike Rosoft. The purpose of the group remains unclear, but members are enjoying the opportunity to connect with each other. Some members expressed concerns that the group might be a trap or that they might be hunted for sport. Unquote. Kind of reminds me back in, the early 2000s, I was the national tech columnist for CBC, which was Canada's public broadcaster. And at the time, CBC used GroupWise, which if you've never heard of it, I don't blame you. It was invented in the 1700s, basically. It was like a group calendar and email system. But one of the things that they had in this GroupWise was you could create groups that lived in your email folder. So basically, you would create a group and share it with a bunch of your colleagues, and it was a shared email folder that people could you know, kind of like a Usenet group back in the day. Anyway, so I created one, right? Because I was the tech columnist. I was comfortable with technology. I saw that it was possible. So I created a thing called the buy-in cell for everyone in BC, everyone in my province. I thought, you know, why go to Facebook Marketplace or whatever? Why don't we just sell and buy things among trusted colleagues? The problem with GroupWise is at the time, it would send out, whenever you created a group like this, it would send a separate email to everyone in the group saying, Todd Maffin has created a folder in your email account. Like it wasn't very descriptive or accurate in its terminology. So needless to say, a whole bunch of people thought that I was in their email somehow, right? So thought that because most of the people there, to be charitable, were not particularly technologically savvy. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to... And IT even called and said, why are you doing... Like, I actually got in trouble for this. Like, why are you creating folders? I'm like, well, dude, like, just disable the ability if you don't want us doing that. But I guess they thought no one would. So they said, could you just delete it, please? Like, take it out. So I did. So I deleted the folder. Well, guess what GroupWise does when you delete a shared folder is it sends an even more vague email out to everybody who was attached to that. Said that, and all it says is something like, Todd Maffin has deleted a folder from your email. So my office was underground. Most of the studios in the Vancouver CBC building were underground. And I could hear footsteps, like a few dozen people, it sounded like, dum, 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 coming down the stairs. Why are you deleting my emails? Well, anyway, that was the week that I learned that you could buy from Subway sandwiches, you could buy like a 12-foot sandwich, like an enormous thing. Maybe it was 6 feet or 8 feet or something like that. Anyway, I know that because I bought that for the IT people because they had to deal with all of that stuff. I felt really bad. Anyway, you may notice that today is a short episode. And last week and for the last couple of weeks on Mondays, we've been experimenting with interviews with marketing scientists. That's probably the direction we're going. We did a bit of a poll to see whether or not people liked it. I think it was unanimous. Everyone seemed to like on Mondays having those interviews with marketing scientists. They're brief, they're short, they're punchy. The reason we don't have one this week is that we just simply didn't have an interesting enough study. Like, we get probably a dozen pitches a day from people that want us to interview their agency CEO about how to 10x their sales and just bullshit like that, right? So you will not hear that on the Monday episode. That is a promise from me to you. And you can, you know, if you want to hear those guys, and they're almost all guys, they're on every other marketing podcast in the world. You listen to us because we're different than what you get elsewhere. So sometimes, hopefully, we are always asking marketing scientists to come on the show and talk to us about their findings. For instance, there's one study that just came out that found whether you use square buttons or round buttons convert better. Like, that's the stuff that really interests me. sometimes scientists are a little hesitant for whatever reason to be on a podcast. They're awfully busy this time of year. They get pitched by a lot of spammy journal stuff. Like, it's tough reaching them. And I would say probably out of every 10 scientists we reach out to about their studies, maybe two reply and maybe one comes on the show. So rest assured, we're trying. And if you know someone or you have a topic that you think would be interesting and that would fit there on Mondays as sort of a long form interview that lasts about, I don't know, 8 or 9 minutes, by all means, reach out to us. There's a contact link at the top of the show notes. But that is why we are, as they would say on the breaking news shows, we are efforting to get more of these people on the show. But our quality bar is pretty high. So that's why today's episode was a regular one. That's why it was shorter than usual, because Mondays is just not a lot of news for whatever reason. All right. Thanks for listening. That's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.